Time for us to talk a little Black Bear hockey. Our Black Bear reports are brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. We welcome in the head coach of the Black Bears, Ben Barr. Ben, good afternoon.
Hey, good to be back.
Nice to have you with us. I know, look, no moral victories in sports, but progress was certainly made, and we saw that last week. Your guys really were out there competing at a different level last weekend.
It was better. It was better than the previous 2 weeks, no question. So that was definitely a positive. Still got a long ways to go, and we're still pushing, and still haven't got over that hump, but it's... we think we're getting closer.
And is the old adage true that sometimes guys have to learn how to win, particularly those close games?
I think there's definitely a piece of that. We're finding ways to lose right now, and rather than finding ways to win. So there's definitely a learning curve when it comes to that. And Saturday night was really heartbreaking. We have a offensive zone face-off in overtime with 30 seconds. So, you call timeout and drop a play, and you're like, oh, all right, let's find a way to win this game. And then it ends up in the back of your net 20 seconds later, which was just kind of some, a few mental errors on the guys that were on the ice. So those type of things are, can you execute in crunch time? Can you execute when, there's some perceived more pressure, I guess, at the end of a game? We haven't been able to do that. And, there's definitely a mental aspect to that, and there's definitely a physical aspect to that too. Because if you're tired, sometimes you're not thinking as straight as you are when you're when you feel like you're getting better as the game goes on, rather than maybe wearing out.
One of the things I'm sure you're not as happy with as you might be is guys missing breakaways and two on ones is that. You're still having trouble on the power play, both sides, the penalty kill and the power play. But It did look to be a little bit better. Do you feel that way, or did you just say to yourself, this just ain't happening?
Honestly, I really haven't been worried about it all year. I mean, I know that the percentage and the numbers aren't good, but they are generous. I think on Friday, we scored a goal just at the power play, and so it didn't count as a power play goal. I gave Forch, poor guys, he's working with our power play, so he's, really passionate about it. And I gave him a little flack there as the time ran out. But they're generating chances, and no different than the 5-on-5 or on the penalty kill. Like, the more battles that you win, the more the higher compete you have on the power play, the more chances you're going to get, and the more goals you're going to score, and like. I know I say that all the time about 5-on-5 play, or just about our team in general, but the power play isn't any different. And sometimes, when things aren't going like you want them to go, the tendency is to cheat when I'm going to wait on the offensive side of the puck, or I'm going to hope this puck squirts to me. And if it doesn't, then we're giving up a shorthanded 2-on-1, which we've done a few times. So those are the things that we have to learn that we can't do. And again, it's getting better, but it's still not there. But I do. It's going to come, and I think the power play is the execution hasn't been that bad. Which when that goes south, that's when you really worry. So we hope as the year goes on, those numbers start changing a little bit.
The thing I noticed on Saturday night, and I mentioned this to Danny Perez last Sunday when I saw him at the field hockey game, was when you lost a puck, you pursued it. I mean, I thought Uhl was really strong at that, and some of the other players. And he said, "We've been working on that." And he said, you can see what we're working on every week. You can see what we're working on because you watch us. I would think you were pleased by that. It seemed like they were really trying to win the 50-50 battles, chasing loose pucks more on Saturday than so far all year.
Yeah, I mean, I actually thought that, numbers-wise, we played better on Friday than Saturday, but both nights it was better than it was the week before or the 2 weeks before. So, The game becomes simple when you work on, when the fundamentals, when you win in one-on-one battles and you finish your checks. For our team to have success, we have to be good in those areas. We're not individual one-on-one type play. We don't have guys, like I've mentioned this in the past, we don't have guys that are going to win the game for us by themselves. That's not the makeup of our team. So for us to have success, we have to win the majority of our one-on-one 50-50 battles. We have to make sure that we finish our checks and stay above our check as we come back into our zone. We're not giving guys free rides around our net. Like, those are all the things that we have to be good at to give ourselves a chance, and we're getting better at that stuff. We're getting better at holding on to pucks in the offensive zone. You mentioned Donovan Hoole. Like, he had a fantastic game he scored a couple goals, but
and a post
really
and a pad.
High compete guy, you know, and he's been so, like, we need more guys to follow that lead and give us that kind of energy. But that all starts, you know, he's in great shape, so that's why he's able to do that kind of stuff. So those are all things that we're preaching to our guys. But yeah, you're seeing some progress in some of these things.
You said the other week that you're waiting for one goalie to take the net and not give it up. They both goalies had great moments in on the weekend, and I felt really bad for Osman at the end on Saturday. Are you seeing a more consistency from those two guys, or is it still the same up and down that would mean one doesn't have it?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't got that performance in a game where you're like, okay, that was a high-end, top-notch goaltending performance. You know, they're both good.
Yep.
You know, but both, you know, each night you're, you know, the game-winning goals on both nights were probably goals that those guys would want to have. You know, I think Friday night was a power play goal line stuff. Saturday night, you know, was that rebound that was laying there. When a goalie's really on, that puck's not laying there. And, you know, we made mistakes to get to that point, 3-on-3 there in overtime. But, you know, that's what you're waiting for a guy to give you that performance. You're like, okay, that's our guy next week. You know, and we haven't had that yet. Doesn't mean they've been bad, but it's just, you know, it's kind of, our goaltending's been very similar to the rest of our team, where it's okay. It's not to the point where it's getting us over the hump. So that's what we're kind of pushing, and we're working on that with our whole team, and our goal isn't no different.
All right, well, we wish you luck this week as Merrimack comes to town. Coach Ben Barr, always great to hear from you. Thanks for visiting with us, and we'll check in again next Wednesday.
Thanks again for having me.
Ben Barr talking Black Bear hockey with us on Downtown. Our Black Bear reports are brought to you by our friends at Bennett Auto Center, 24 Thatcher Street in Bangor. Check them out online at BennettAutoCenter.com and ClearPoint Capital. Give Mike Toole a call, 307-7718.